Hello, everybody. this is Elliot.
I'm Rubio.
And today we are subbing. And we have a nice lineup for you guys. We are going to play a bunch of nice kind of fall vibe songs,
chill, I'd say. Chill vibe.
Yeah.
Fall vibe.
That was Any Light by Loving off of their album, Any Light. I really like that album. I saw them live. They were really fantastic. And yeah, next up we have Ventura Highway by America, another great song. So we hope you enjoy the show.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
I could have been a sailor, could have been a cook, a real life lover, could have been a book. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock, as simple as a kettle, steady as
was a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been but what are these things first? I could have been but what are these things first? I could have been your pillar, could have been your dog. I could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been. Could be oh so true. I would be, I should be through and through. I could have been but one of these things first. I could have been.
That was One of These Things First by Nick Drake, who I really, really love. Nick Drake is incredible.
He's the best.
He's great.
He's the best.
That album, Brighter Later, is a no-skip album.
A no-skip album.
No skip. I don't think there's a bad song on that album. It's very, very good. Very, very fall vibes, which very is exactly what
I think the entirety of Nick Drake is very fall vibes. I think that guy was just born in the fall.
He knew how to do it. Next up, we have The Alarmist by Pinegrove. Another great band, another great album, mm-hmm. another great song. And then after that, we have a classic, Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. So, yeah, here we go. Thank you.
what you wish for. I whisper to myself that I'm spinning it half around like an echo, a faraway sound, saying be good.
Slight change of plans. Instead of Silver Springs, we're gonna play Goldust Woman, another incredible Fleetwood Mac song off the same album of Rumors. So yeah, and then after that, we're gonna play a cover of Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera, believe it or not, the actor. So yeah, here we go.
Thank you. To ride, find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in. Get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song, and start singing again. Thank you. questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Feed the pigeons and play. Today, start talking again when I know what to say.
So yeah, that was Michael Cera, you know?
That's crazy.
The one from Superbad, Scott Pilgrim, you know? He sings well, too.
What a guy.
Anyway, I think it's time for a little PSA, so...
Yeah, let's do a PSA. Got one about space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Rubio, for educating us.
Of course.
So thoughtfully.
I just hate it when people's houses caught on fire.
I also hate that.
Wow.
What a coincidence.
Crazy.
Anyway, that's... I was going to say that's halfway, but we're almost halfway. Next up, we've got two really good songs again. I mean, you're just going to get good songs from us, obviously. But we got Broken Harvest by Madison Cunningham and Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground. So,
oh boy.
Here we go.
Just say the word and I'll give it up, the word and I'll hang it up. jeans, the hole in the boat, to make the burden float, to pay in full this time. When you're living on a dreamer's salary, a broken harvest feels like robbery. What do I do this for if it's just gonna pour?
Just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Thank you.
That was Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground.
Yeah, that is a no skip album.
I actually have not listened to that album full.
No
through,
way.
But
no way.
Maybe I will right after this.
You have to. It's incredible.
I think I have to now.
One of the albums of all time.
Definitely. Next up, we have a few nice songs. Again, of course, we have "Where You're Coming From" by Buck Meek, and then "No Reason" by Big Thief. And if you didn't know, Buck Meek is actually in Big Thief. So
what?
We got a little crossover there.
Wow.
But both, again, very chill vibe songs. Very fall, very nice, very calm.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, you'll just have to hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met you, you were standing on the street, Revolution Avenue in the dizzying heat. The sunlight framed you in a mystical beauty. Your voice came ringing and it shot right through me. Now I know you like I think I know myself. Just a big mystery like everybody else. I wanna know you're coming from. I wanna know where you're coming from. I wanna know where you're coming from now. Outside of town, in a field of weeds, dirt, flowers, and honeybees. We laid down by the energy tree. I can say anything and you don't judge me. Cut through the tall grass by the glittering stream. What do you remember about your troubling dream? I wanna know where you're coming from.
Been pulling through since the last time I touched you. Making do with an internet signal, calling for the delivery to the front door. There is no reason to believe, no reason at all. Come together for a moment, look around and it's all like a feeling, like a flash, like a falling eyelash on your sweater.
That was No Reason by Big Thief. Such a good song. I am obsessed with that flute solo.
Such a good flute solo.
That really carried the song, to be honest.
Yeah.
I love Big Thief a lot. I really want to see them live one day.
Yeah. Buck Meek, Big Thief. Shout out to the Buck Thief request. Really, really good suggestion
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. It's just so impressive that they can all make their own solo music and still have it be just as incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Moby Octopad. Yeah, Moby Octopad
by Yola Tango.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually don't know this one.
It's a brilliant.
It's a Rubio. Wonderful. Rubio song. Official.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
banger.
Banger, right? It's so good.
Yeah, I did like that one quite a bit, actually.
Incredible album, too.
Sounds like I'll have to listen to it. I'll add it to the list.
You've got a lot. Velvet Underground. Yeah. I can hear the heart beating as one. It's the Yola Tango album, if I remember correctly.
I'll write it down.
Yeah.
We have 3 more songs only left. Very sad. I'm really upset about it. But they're all, believe it or not, they're great songs. So
what?
Yeah. So next up, we got On My Mind off The Sacred Souls' newest album, Got a Story to Tell. And then we have The Worst Is Done by Wiseblood. 2
Let's
incredible
go.
Songs.
Get hyped.
I'm hyped. So, yeah, we're going to play those 2. Then we're going to say our goodbyes really emotionally. And, yeah, and that'll be our hour. All right. Without further ado. We're back. Earlier than we thought. slight change of plans. I forgot what time is, and I realized we actually don't have time for more than one more song. So we actually just have one more song. So we're gonna say our really sweet and sad goodbyes. This has been Elliot.
And Rubio, too.
And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
This is not my either of our typical slots.
No.
Usually I'm actually Saturday mornings at 4 a.m., which is super fun.
You should tune in.
Yeah, you should tune in, please. And, yeah, so thank you for listening. This was fun. This is my first time subbing, both of our first times subbing a show.
Yeah.
I'd say it went pretty well.
Been pretty fun.
Yeah, so without further ado, but without further ado,
again,
The Worst is Done by Wise Blood.
It's time to go out. saw it written and I saw it say, Bingamore.